Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to talk about the letters A and R when they're together. But before we begin, let me remind you that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top.
I'll write my name, you write your name.
And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. Yes. So I said we are going to talk about the letters A and R when they are together. When you put AR together, you will not hear the A at all. This is what you're going to hear. Ready? R. That's it. We call that a bossy R or a controlling R. We say it's a R controlled vowel because A is a vowel. Remember, A-E-I-O-U. And so the R is really bossy and it doesn't let the A say anything. So when you hear R, it's actually an A-R. So listen to this and see if you can find it in the picture. Ready? K-R. K-R. Car. Do you see the car? There's actually two of them. Do you see them? Let's color the small car blue and the tires, what color? Black. Yes. So let's color the small car blue, the little one. Let's color it blue. So car has our AR sound. It says R. And there is an A in there. You just can't hear it. AR says R. I'm going to say that so many times today. So you need a blue car and black tires. If you don't have a black crayon, you can use your pencil or your gray crayon. It's just fine. So car, R. So we have another car, and that one is a large, large. Large car. It is larger than the other car. Let's color the large car red. Find some kind of a red crayon and let's color the large car red. So we have large. That R is actually AR. AR says R. Sometimes you could think AR says R like a pirate. AR says R. Large and car both have our AR. So we'll have a red car. And what color should we color our tires? Yes, black. So we had a small car and now we have a large car. Car and large have our AR. And that R is so, so bossy. It just controls everything. It says A, you don't get to talk. And then A is so, so sad. Doesn't say anything. We're used to A saying A or A, but it doesn't. Okay, put down all your crayons. See if you can find this picture. Ready? B-ark. B-ark. Bark. Now, I do not see a dog barking. Do you? Do you know that that can mean something else? Look at the tree. What's on the tree? Do you know that the trunk of the tree has bark? Good. If you didn't, now you know. What color is the bark of a tree, the trunk of a tree? Brown. Find your brown crayon. Let's color both of the trees, their bark, their trunks, brown. So bark, bark, has an A-R also. You just can't hear the A. But bark, bark, it's there. A-R says R. Yes, we're going to say it over and over again. So we have car and large, and now we have the bark of a tree. The bark of a tree. And the trunk of a tree, just this is just something for you to know, is actually the stem of the tree. It's true. All right, take three more seconds for the brown b arc. 3, 2, 1. Let's color the trees, the treetops, the leaves. What color? Green. Let's do green. I know leaves can be other colors, but let's do green on both trees. So, b arc. R, O, arge. Here's another one. Try this one. It rhymes with car. Ready? St, R, St, R. Yes, star, star, and car rhyme. And I think that you are a star. Star has our AR sound. AR says R. Star. Car, large, bark. We have a bunch of words with our AR sound today. Just hang on to your horse. Hold on to your horses. Take 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 3, 3. Girls, I want you to look at the girl on the slide. Her name is Marcy. 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 Her name is Marcy. Let's color her t-shirt. See it? She has a little heart on it. Let's color her t-shirt pink. Find a pink crayon. Color the shirt and the heart pink. So Marcy has our AR sound also. Marcy. It has AR says R. I told you I'd say it over and over again. So Marcy has a pink shirt on. And then if you'll notice something, take 1 more second for your pink t-shirt. 1. That went fast, didn't it? Okay, put down your pink crayon. If you'll notice something, she has her arms up in the air. Listen to the word arm. Arm. Does it have our sound? Yes! Arm. A-R. Arm. Let's color her arms a light, light brown color. Find a brown crayon and just color really lightly and color her arms brown. Arm. A-R. Arm. You can hear it. In that word, arm, the A-R sound comes at the beginning. A-R. Arm. Okay, so she has light brown arms and a pink t-shirt, and her name is M-R-C. M-R-C. Let's color Marcy's hair. Take 1 more second for your brown arms, for Marcy's brown arms. 1, put it down. Let's color Marcy's hair yellow. Find a yellow crayon, any color of yellow, and let's color her hair yellow. Marcy has yellow hair. And she has light brown arms. And she is on the slide. Okay, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Okay, boys and girls, do you see the merry-go-round in the background? Yes, the merry-go-round has bars. Bars. Do you see all the bars? You hold on to the bars so you won't fall off when you're spinning around. Let's color the bars orange. Find an orange crayon. Any kind of orange will work. And color the bars on the merry-go-round orange. B-R. B-Rs rhyme with st-Rs. So if bar and star rhyme, it also rhymes with car, car. And all of these words have our AR sound. And AR says what? R. Can we hear the A? No. That's because there's a bossy R telling the A it cannot talk. Sad. Okay. I'm finished with the monkey bar. It's not monkey bars. Merry-go-round bars. I'm finished with the merry-go-round bars. So here's the last thing I want you to notice. If you, oh no, not the last thing. We have two more things. Mrs. Oldham needs to get more sleep at night. Okay, Marcy's on the slide, and there's a little boy next to the cars. Here's his name. Ready? Mark. Mark. His name is Mark. Let's color Mark's hair black. Find some kind of a black crayon. Again, you could use your pencil if you need to. This is Mark. Marcy and Mark are brother and sister. Yep, they are. So Mark has black hair. Here we go. Take two more seconds. And Mark has our A-R-R sound. Ark. Two, one. Put down your black crayon. Let's color Mark's t-shirt. Oh, let's do green. Find a green crayon. I just found my light green crayon, so I'm going to use my light green crayon, but it doesn't matter. Color Mark's t-shirt green. Mark rhymes with bark, the bark of the tree. Mark, bark. They rhyme, so I could say, Mark is sitting by the bark of the tree. Mark has two large cars. And his sister is Marcy, and her arms are in the air, and she will soon hold on to the bars of the merry-go-round. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Okay, here's the last thing I wanted you to notice. Where are Mark and Marcy? There is a slide, there's a merry-go-round, there's some trees and some flowers. Where are they? It has an A-R sound. Ready? Ark. Ark. Yes, they're at the park. They're at the park. We can't take the time to color all of the park, so let's just color the grass under the slide. Find a green crayon and color the grass under the slide. See that patch of grass under the slide? Color that. That's the park grass. P-ark. And p Ark rhymes with bark, which rhymes with what's the boy's name? Mark. Park, bark, mark. Yes. All of these have our AR sound. AR says R, R, R. Okay, take two more seconds. Two, one, and find your pencil. We are going to do some work at the bottom of our paper. If you find number one and look across, you'll see a bunch of pictures. I'm going to name the picture for you. If you hear our A-R-R sound, R sound, I want you to circle the picture. So number one is barn, b-arn. Yes, I'm circling it too. The next picture has flower, flower. Yes, I hear an er sound at the end. But is it our A-R-R sound? It would have to be flower. Do you say, oh, I love that flower? No, leave it alone. How about the next picture? It shows a ball of yarn. Y-arn. Yes, circle the yarn. How about bird? B-bird. I hear er, but do we say, hey, look at the pretty bard? Is it a bard or a bird? Yeah, it doesn't have our A-R-R sound, so skip it. The next picture is jar, J-R. Yes, circle the jar. And our last picture is turn, T-urn. Do we say turn or tarn? Yeah, we say turn. Leave it alone. Okay, so check. You should have circled barn, yarn, and jar. Let's try number two. Let's read the word. It says k-ard. Ard, card. Trace the circle around AR because AR says R. Scoot across. We have to fill in the missing letters that make the R sound. What are the two letters? AR, card. And then scoot over. Let's write the whole word. C, R, what two letters? AR, D, card. Check it. You should have CARD, card. Let's try number three. Smart, smart. Trace the circle around AR. We are smart. All of you are smart. Yes, you too. Scoot over. Let's fill in the missing letters for the R sound. What's the missing letters? A R. And then scoot over. Let's write the whole word. S M R. What two letters? A R T. Check it. You should have S M A R T. Smart. Let's try number four. Wow, look at the boy. Look where he's pointing. That is so far away. Let's write the word far. F R. What two letters? A R. We can't hear the A. That R is bossy, but it's there. Check it. You should have F A R. Will you circle the A R in far for me? Because A R says R. Scoot over to number five. That's a cart. Let's spell the word cart. C R. What two letters? A R. T. Let's check it. You should have C A R T. Cart. Will you circle the A R and cart for me? Because A R says R. Boys and girls, we did it. It doesn't matter how bossy and controlling that R is. We can do it anyway. That's because you rock, I rule, and together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.